Jai Shri Bhagavati.
Jai Shri Bhagavati.
Dharma Brahmani Bhavitam.
Dharma Brahmani Bhavitam. Eva Samsuchitam Brahma.
Najpraktičniji način slijeđenja puta spasenja i oslobođenja od svih nevolja života, ponosno slušanje o gospodinovim transcendentalnim djelima iz pravih i vjerodostojnih izvora. To je jedini proces liječenja. Čitavo je materijalno postojanje puno bijeda. Budalasti su ljudi svojim sićušnim mozgovima izmislili razne sredstva za uklanjanje trostrukih nevolja, uzrokovanih tijelom i umom, prirodnim nepogodama i drugim živim bićima. Cijel se svijet teško bori za opstanak u svetih bijena, no ljudi ne znaju da bez gospodina odobrenja nijedan plan ili lijek ne može doneti željeni mir i spokoj. Beskoristan je lijek namijenjen liječenju bolesnika ako ga nije odobrio gospodin. Brodom nije moguće prijeći rijeku ili ocean bez gospodina odobrenja. Trebamo biti uvjereni da je gospodin krajnji odobravatelj i stoga moramo pokušati osvojiti njegovu milost kako bismo postigli konačan uspjeh ili se oslobodili zapreka na putu uspjeha. Gospodin je sve prožimajuć, svemoćan, sveznajuć i sve prisutan. Krajnji je odobravatelj svih dobrih i loših posljedica. Stoga trebamo naučiti posvetiti svoje djelotnosti služenju gospodina, kao neosobno pramana, lokalizirane paramatne ili svevišnje božanske osobe. Nije važno što smo, sve što imamo moramo posvetiti služenju gospodina. Ako je tko učenjak, znanstvenik, filozof ili pjesnik, svu svoju učenost treba upotrijebiti za dokazivanje gospodinove premoći. Nastavite proučavati gospodinovu energiju u svakoj oblasti života. Nemojte ga vrijeđati pokušavajući postati ravni njemu ili zauzeti njegov položaj samo zato što ste stekli malo znanja. Ako ste upravitelj, državnik, ratnik ili policajac, pokušajte uvesti gospodinovu prevlast u državi. Borite se za gospodina kao što se bori Arjuna. U početku je Šri Arjuna, veliki borac, odbijao borbu, no kada ga je gospodin uvjerio da je borba potrebna, promijenio je odluku i borio se za njega. Uvijek imajte na umu da je novac koji ste slegli gospodinovo blago. Ako ste poslovan čovjek, industrijalac, zemljoradnik ili nešto drugo, onda trebate svoj teško stečeni novac potrošiti za gospodina. Uvijek trebate misliti kako je novac koji ste skupili zapravo gospodinovo bogatstvo. Blago se smatra oblikom božice sreće, lakšim, a gospodin je Narajan, lakšni muž. Pokušajte uključiti lakšni u služenje Šri Narajana i budite sretni. To je način spoznaje gospodina u svakoj oblasti života. Najbolje je osloboditi se materijalnih djelatnosti i potpuno se zaokupiti slušanjem o transcendentalnim zabavama gospodina. Ako pak nismo u mogućnosti to učiniti, pokušajmo upotrijebiti sve ono što nam je najviše znači za služenje gospodina. To je put mira i napretka. Tako se može postići mir i blagostanje. U ovom je stihu također značena riječ sam sučitam. Ne smijemo ni na trenutak pomisliti da je naradina spoznaja bila samo plod djetinje mašte. Ona odgovara spoznaje iskusnih, obrazovanih učenjaka i to je pravo značenje riječi sam sučitam.
Namo Vishnu Graya Krishna Guristaya Budhaya Srimadeva Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shrivadi Pashtakyade Shikana. This would be the section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada Muni is relating how the sages were just about to leave. The sages were just about to leave, that is, the sages, let's start over. Narada Muni was the son of a maidservant.
Narada Muni, je bio sluga sluškinje.
He was 5 years old. And during the rainy season, some sages had come.
I tijekom kišne sezone, neki mudraci sages su došli.
And were staying with some place where his mother was serving them.
I ostali su na jednom mjestu gdje njegova majka imala mogućnost služiti.
By good fortune, he got the opportunity to also render them some service.
I dobrom srećom imao je mogućnost također služiti.
Luckily, although apparently this is some Kali Yuga,
iako je ovo doba Kali Yuga,
there were no internet games.
Imao sreće da nije bilo igara na internetu.
There apparently was no television.
Očigledno nije bilo televizije.
No one went to see the movies.
I nitko nije htio gledati filmove.
It was rather a primitive society.
Prilično primitivno društvo.
But in such a primitive society, people actually respected sages.
Ali u takvom, samo primitivnom društvu, ljudi cijene mudrace.
See how primitive it was.
Vidite kako je to primitivno.
And Narada Muni was a boy, he was sense of mind control.
I Narada Muni je bio dječak koji je mogao kontrolirati osjetila i um.
Nowadays they would have arrested his parents.
Danas bi u stvari zarobili njegove roditelje.
How dare you brainwash this poor little child?
Kako možeš isprati mozak tom jadnom djetetu?
You don't let him watch television.
Ne dozvoliš mu da gleda televiziju.
Although there is no television.
Iako nema televizije.
Still you should let him watch it anyhow.
nemoš mi to dozvoliti da se otim.
And then he mentions he wasn't engaged in sportive activities.
I on spominje da nije bio uključen u različite sportove.
And he was obedient.
I bio poslušan.
And before the sages left, it was the rainy season after the 4 months was over.
I prije nego što su mudraci otišli, to je bila kišna sezona, 4 mjeseca su prošla.
Then they began to instruct Narada Muni about transcendental knowledge.
Počeli su davati upute Narada Muni o transcendentalnom znanju.
And because of Narada Muni's qualifications, therefore he was able to hear nicely what they were saying.
Zbog svojih kvalifikacija, Narada Muni je bio sposoban fino čuti ono što su mu govorili.
There's a great benefit in living in a simple society.
I postoji velika dobrobit od toga da živite u jednostavnom društvu.
There's much less opportunity to get distracted.
Ima puno manje mogućnosti da postanemo uznemireni ili da postanemo na jednu stranu pomaknuti.
One of my disciples in Perth,
jedan od mojih učenika u Perthu,
every year he goes to Rathiatra in Jagannath Puri.
Svaki godin ide na Rathiatra u Jagannath Puri.
So he brought, he does filming there for like 9 hours at a time.
I onda bude tamo po 9 sati.
So one time I was watching the film and it's Lord Jagannath going from his the temple to the Rath cart.
I gledao sam film i tamo se moglo vidjeti kako gospodin Jagannath ide iz hrama do koče Rate.
And it took 3 hours.
I trebalo je 3 sata.
And apparently there's nothing really to watch.
I u stvari izgleda kao da nemaš šta gledati.
There's Lord Jagannath.
Tamo je gospodin Jagannath.
There's the Saivites.
I tamo su njegove sluge.
And they're very slowly going from one pillow to the next.
I malo po malo se miču od jednog stupa do drugog.
If a modern filmmaker had to edit the film,
ako bi moderni filmaši trebali editirati ovaj film,
probably would have taken 10 seconds.
Vjerojatno bi to sve strpalo 10 sekundi.
But instead it took 3 hours.
Ali to je trajalo 3 sata.
So most people would fall asleep.
Većini ljudi bi zaspali.
You know, here it is, oh. Wake me up when it's over.
Evo ga stiže, evo dobro, probudite me kad završi.
But you can see that the devotees of Lord Jagannath, for 3 hours they were ecstatic just looking at Lord Jagannath.
Ali mogli smo vidjeti da su bhakti gospodina Jagannatha bili 3 sata u ekstazi samo tako što su gledali gospodina Jagannatha.
Although apparently nothing very exciting was happening.
Iako naizgled ništa uzbudljivo se nije događalo.
But because they were not so distracted by other things. Only recently they're introducing cable television into the huts of Bombay.
Samo u zadnje vrijeme su uspjeli kabelsku televiziju dovesti do koliba Bombaja, do Mumbaja.
You go to Bombay and you can see that people are living in huts made out of paper and cardboard.
I možete vidjeti da ljudi žive u kolibama koje su sačinjene od papira i kutija.
But people don't mind because on top of the cardboard and the paper there's an antenna.
Ali njima to nije problem zato što namreh te kuće od kutije, od papira i antena.
So though there's not much to eat,
iako nema baš puno za jesti,
there's not much clean water,
nema baš čiste vode,
there's no fresh air,
i nema svježeg zraka.
But they're happy.
Ali oni su sretni.
Because they have television.
Oni imaju televiziju.
And they can watch others eating.
I onda mogu gledati druge kako jedu.
We can just imagine the society that Narada Muni was living in.
I možemo samo zamisliti u kakvom je društvu živio Narada Muni.
There is no, absolutely no distraction.
Nije bilo uopće uznemirenja.
There is nothing, there is no question of earning money because there is nothing to buy.
Nije bilo pitanje zarađivanja novca, nisi imao šta kupiti.
And if someone spoke to you, there was nothing else to do but to listen. You had nothing else to do.
I ako vam je netko govorio, niste imali ništa drugo raditi nego slušati.
And people were not so much worried about eating.
I ljudi nisu bili toliko zabrinuti za jedenje.
Because that's all people did was grow food.
Sve što su radili su uzgajali hranu.
So you can just walk down the street, pick up something to eat on the way.
I onda šetate ulicom i pokupite usput nešto za jesti.
That such a society was very easy to hear with attention.
I u takvom društvu bilo je lako slušati s pažnjom.
And no one had anything to gain, so these mendicant sages, they weren't going, trying to make some profit.
I ništa, niko nije ništa imao spektakularno za dobiti, tako da oni mudraci nisu hodali okolo i pokušavali zaraditi neku dobit.
People had faith in the sages.
I ljudi su imali vjeru u mudraci.
They didn't have some separate business.
Oni mudraci nisu imali neki poseban biznis.
That they were trying to be followers for.
I da bi trebali sljedbiti zbog toga.
No, they were happy, gay, glorifying Krishna.
Oni su bili sretni, uključujući se u slavljenje Krishna.
And here it says, they come to Sushitam Brahmanas, that they were Sushitam, they were purified persons.
I oni su bili Sushitam, oni su pročišćene osobe.
And our new experience, that just by hearing from them, his misconceptions went away.
I iskustvo Narada Muni je bilo da samo slušajući ih, njegove krive koncepcije su nestale.
His heart became purified.
Njegovo srce je bilo pročišćeno.
And he felt transcendental happiness.
I on je osjećao transcendentalnu sreću.
Therefore, no one had to certify the sages.
I nitko nije trebao nešto potvrditi te mudrace.
Not that before the sages came to the place where his mother was staying, they presented their certification that they were bona fide sages.
I nije da sad oni kada su došli na mjesto blizu gdje njegova majka živjela, da su oni mogli donijeti potvrdu, da mi smo, imamo potvrdu da smo mudraci.
They got their certification from the sage school.
I da imaju neku potvrdu iz škole mudraca.
That they attended for 15 years.
Da su više tamo 15 godina.
No, just by their activities and by their ability to explain transcendental knowledge, it was clear that they were advanced devotees, bhakti-vedantas.
I jednostavno svojim aktivnostima i sposobnostima da objasni transcendentalno znanje, bilo je očigledno da su oni veliki mudraci bhakti-vedante.
And a tamasu shuchitam brahmams tapa triad kirchitam. That everyone is looking for some remedy for our problem.
I svaki u stvari traži neki lijek za probleme.
Our problem is, our principal problem is not that we don't have enough money.
Naš glavni problem nije nedostatak novca.
Or we don't have enough education.
Ili da nam nedostaje edukacije.
Or enough friends.
Ili prijatelja.
All these things are not our problem.
Sve te stvari nisu naš problem.
Our real problem is we're suffering from the material miseries of life.
Naš pravi problem je da ispoštamo materijalne patnje.
And if you think you're not suffering, don't worry about it.
I ako mislite da ne pate, ne brinite.
You'll get your opportunity.
Dobit ćete priliku.
So, Tapa Triyaka Kirchitam. What is the remedy? Everyone's looking for the remedy.
I svako traži lijek.
Balad Mara has also said, Matira Krishne Kartaksiko Va, Vito Vipai Veta Griha Vratanam. Adanta Gopiya Vishutanta Mizram Puna Puna Charvata Charvanana. That people are having big, big conferences.
Prabhupada
pointed at the United Nations, so many people are coming.
Prabhupada je dao primjer da dolaze toliko mnogo ljudi u Ujedinjene narode.
Unfortunately, they're coming with the wrong mentality.
Na mjesečju oni dolaze sa krivim mentalitetom.
Their mentality is materna krishne. They're willing to do anything except God.
Spremni su učiniti sve što treba osim da prihvate Boga.
And because they don't accept God, whatever they're doing is more or less going to be a failure.
I s obzirom da ne prihvaćaju Boga, što god da čine će manje ili više biti neuspješno.
If we don't accept Krishna, then we don't accept who's the actual proprietor.
I ako ne prihvaćamo Krishnu, onda stvarno ne prihvaćamo stvarno vlasnika.
And because they don't accept the proprietor, therefore their mentality is we're the proprietor.
i s obzirom da ne prihvaćaju pravo vlasnika, onda je njihov mentalitet, mi smo vlasnici.
They have the same mentality as the dog.
Imaju isti mentalitet kao pas.
The dog, he goes around his area and passes urine.
Pas ide po svom području i urinira.
They do that in, here in Croatia also.
Da to rade u Hrvatskoj.
Just to mark where their territory is.
Samo da bi obilježili svoj teritorij.
And some other dog comes along.
I onda dođe neki drugi pas.
And the dog, very unpolitely,
i vrlo neljubazno,
informs the other dog.
Informira drugog psa.
Don't take another four forward.
I nemoj jedan korak više napraviti.
Or else I'm going to bite.
Inače ću te ugristi.
So the same mentality is there in these different countries.
Isti mentalitet je u tim različitim zemljama.
And when they go to the United Nations, it's the same mentality.
I kad dođu u Ujedinjene narode, isti mentalitet.
I'm a big dog. I'm the United States. I'll bite you.
Ja sam Sjedinjenim Državama, ja ću te ugristi.
I'm a little dog. Please don't fight me. I'm from Slovenia. I'm a friendly dog.
Yes, I'm a dog with paws.
Don't fight me, please. So that way, that's the United Nations. Rawr, big dog.
It doesn't. It's very keen on paws.
And that's their discussion.
Prabhupada
said it's just like a bunch of thieves they get together.
Prabhupada rekao da su to kao hrpa lopova koja se okupila.
And they rob a bank.
I opljačkaju banku.
And they go to their hideout.
I onda se idu sakriti u svoje sklonište.
And the head thief stands up.
I onda glavni lopov istupi.
And says, my dear fellow thieves.
I on kaže, dragi moji prijatelji lopovi.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam lijepa.
You did a great job of robbing the bank.
Napravili ste odličan posao opljačkajući banku.
One, two, three. All glory to the thieves.
Jedan, dva, tri, sva slava lopovi.
Thieves keep dying.
Lopovi keep dying.
But now that we've robbed this bank.
Ali sada kada smo opljačkali banku.
And we've stolen all this money.
I kada smo ukrali sav taj novac.
Please.
Molim vas.
Please.
Molim vas.
Please.
Molim vas.
Let us divide this money up honestly.
Podijelimo ovaj novac pošteno.
They're all thieves.
Svi su lopovi.
But they want to be honest thieves.
Ali oni žele biti pošteni lopovi.
So this is the mentality of those who are not God conscious.
To je mentalitet onih osoba koje nisu svjesne Boga.
They want civilization, but a civilization of honest thieves.
Oni žele civilizaciju poštenih lopova.
But that's actually not possible.
Ali to nije moguće.
So they go and solve their problems in the United Nations, League of Nations, Red Cross, Blue Cross, Green Cross, Orange Cross.
I onda idu rješavati svoje probleme u Ujedinjenim narodima, u Ligi naroda, u Crvenom križu, u Zelenom križu, Plavom križu.
But their mentality is the same.
Ali mentalitet je isti.
You're my friend.
Ti si mi prijatelj.
Let us steal from our enemies.
Ajmo ukrasti od naših neprijatelja.
And after we steal from our enemies,
i kad ukradimo neprijatelja,
you become my enemy.
Onda ćeš mi ti postati.
And I steal from you.
Onda ću ukrasti od tebe.
It's the give and take policy in the mature world.
To je jednostavno politika, daj i uzmi.
You give to me.
Ti daj meni.
And I take from you.
A ja uzmem od tebe.
So with such mentality,
s takvim mentalitetom,
there's no question of any real advancement.
Nema pitanja o stvarnom napretku.
In solving the real problems of life, the miseries of life.
Rješavanje stvarnih problema života, patnje u ovom životu.
The miseries caused by other living entities.
To su uznemirenje ili patnje koje dolaze od drugih živih bića.
Just among human beings, there was always going to be envy and animosity and anger.
Ljudskim bićima uvijek će biti zavist, neko bitkovinstvo i ljutnja.
What to speak of the other living entities?
A što reći drugim živim bićima?
And you don't have to worry about the weather or the climate.
I ne moramo brinuti o vremenu ili klimi.
The human beings have done sufficient damage to themselves that material nature couldn't even take a vacation. There wouldn't be any problem.
Ljudi su toliko naštetili jedni drugima da materijalna priroda može otići na godišnji odmor, dovoljno nema problema.
Now it's Fukushima.
Evo sad je bila Fukushima.
You're getting your daily dose of radiation.
Dobijete svaki dan dozu radijacije.
They'll probably declare that everyone, your recommended daily dose of radiation.
Trebali će nakon nekog vremena objaviti preporučenu dnevnu dozu radijacije.
They'll probably declare one of the vitamins that you have to have daily. They'll probably declare that radiation is one of the nutrients you need every day.
Vjerojatno će se nakon nekog vremena izjaviti kako je radijacija u stvari hranjiva i treba u svaki dan koristiti.
It makes you healthy. It lights you up.
Čini vas zdravim, osvjetljava vas.
It's a secret kind of energy that everyone's getting. Now they have Fukushima in America. They have two other radio reactors that are about to explode.
Sad imaju Fukushima, a u Americi imaju još dva reaktora koji će eksplodirati.
Soon they'll have holidays where they'll just explode the reactors.
This one should be
as part of the celebration. So we've created so many miseries for ourselves.
One time Prabhupada
said the air is polluted.
The
water is polluted. The earth is polluted. So therefore there must be war. They've created so many problems. And yet they're proud of it.
Napravili smo toliko problema i onda su još ponosni.
That we're so technologically advanced.
Mi smo tako tehnološki napredni.
Although in itself is just one person cheating another.
I a u stvari sve procese svodi na to da jedna osoba vara drugu.
In order to have the ability to slaughter animals, especially the cow.
I kako bi dobili mogućnost da ubiju životinje, pogotovo krava.
Because previously the cows and other animals, especially bulls and horses, they'd be utilized to plow the land.
I prije su životinje bile korištene za radnu snagu, pogotovo bikovi i konji, i oni su bili korištene za oranje polja.
And in that way, they produce food.
I sada oni proizvode hranu.
But if you want to eat your tractor, it would not be very good. Therefore, eating the bull and cow would be equivalent to eating your tractor. So they invented something else called the tractor. But in order to run the tractor, you have to manufacture the tractor.
Kako biste ga mogli koristiti, morate ga proizvesti.
Unfortunately, when two tractors get together,
na nesreću kad se dva traktora sretnu,
there's no male and female tractor.
Nema muških i ženskih traktora.
And they don't produce little tractors.
I ne proizvode male traktore.
And grow up to become big tractors.
Koji će narasti i postati veliki traktor.
What's that? Big tractor. So, you have to manufacture tractors. So for that you need factories. And to run the factories you need energy. And to get that energy you need boats and so many things, airplanes. Armies to conquer the people who have the resources.
Vojska koja će pokoriti one ljude koji imaju izvore energije.
You need so much propaganda to convince people that black is white and white is black.
I treba ti puno propaganda da bi uvjerio ljude da je crno bijelo i bijelo je crno.
To save these poor civilians in these countries.
Kako bi spasili te ljadnici bijelo u tim zemljama.
From these villain people who own all the resources.
I kod tih ljudi koji u stvari imaju vlasništvo na.
We have to go over there and kill all the civilians.
moramo otići tamo i pobiti se u decilio.
But don't worry.
Ali ne brinite.
Because we're divine. When we kill them, they get liberation. They may take birth in some civilized country in their next lifetime. So people have to be so much endeavor to convince people that actually whatever they do is divine.
Bomb
them, torture them. It's all right, they appreciate it. Because they love you. Because you're from a civilized country. And they're uncivilized. So they're getting your blessed association. When you send the planes and the helicopter gunships over to enlighten them.
I kad pošaljete avione, helikoptere i brodove sa topovima da ih.
Don't worry about it. Just watch the movie. Eat your popcorn. It'll be alright. So we created this hellish civilization where they've actually, in order to get resources, they do so many abominable things. And everyone who's in these so-called civilized countries is just supposed to think, oh yes, it's all coming by some divine plan. Our scientists have created so many wonderful things that we can kill animals, we can kill other living entities, and it's all right. It's all part of civilization. So, actually, it is barbaric. That the real aim of life is self-realization. People have just been distracted from the aim of life. And although they're advertising that they're going to take away our miseries, they simply made it, this planet, they're making it more and more inhabitable for all living entities. Someone was telling me in the 1980s, the fishermen were discovering fish in the ocean who were all deformed. With multiple heads, etc. All due to the radiation. So now what to expect? Therefore, Narada Muni is saying that they actually have the remedial measure, that is, you hear about the transcendental personality of Godhead. That this is the only real remedy to solve our problems. And Prabhupada quotes the verse, Balasya Neha, Sharanam Pitra Nishinha, Nartasya Chagadam, Udavanti Majito Nau, Tasya Tat Pravitivir, Ihandrishestas, Tadvido Tanubridam, Tat. That is, you may have a child and you may have very nice parents. So no matter how nicely the parents take care of the child, the child may die anyhow. And even if the parents can save the child and let it grow up, the child grows up.
I čak ako roditelji mogu spasiti dijete i omogućiti im da odraste.
Still, eventually everyone dies anyhow.
U konačnici svatko umine.
You may have a very nice medicine.
Možemo imati jako dobar lijek.
And a very nice doctor.
Jako dobar liječnika.
But the doctor and the medicine may not be able to save the patient.
Ali liječnik i lijekovi možda neće biti u stanju spasiti pacijenta.
And even if the doctor can save the patient, still, eventually, the person will grow up and
Čak i ako liječnik može spasiti pacijenta, konačnici taj čak osoba odrasti i umriti.
You may have a very nice boat.
Može imati jako dobro
brod. Probably we point out the Titanic.
Kao što je rekao što probožni Titanic.
Who couldn't sink.
Koji nije kao mogao potonuti.
Therefore they didn't put enough lifeboats on the... Because he couldn't sink, what's the sense of spending money on lifeboats?
I onda nisu imali dovoljno čamaca za spašavanje. Koja koristite čamaca za spašavanje kad se ne može potonuti taj brod.
Therefore on his first voyage,
tako na svom prvom putovanju,
when it was approaching America,
kad je se približavao Americi,
all the people on board, they were all trying to tell their friends in America how they were about to arrive.
I onda su svi koji su se nalazili na brodu pokušavali javiti svojim prijateljima u Americi da stižu.
So therefore the person who was doing communication on board was overwhelmed by so many people requesting to send information to their friends.
I onda je onaj čovjek koji je slao informacije sa broda, što je bio preplavljen zahtjevima za informacijama koje su trebali otići u Ameriku.
So he didn't receive the information, the captain didn't receive the information that was being transmitted that there are icebergs all around you.
I tako je kapetan u stvari nije dobio informaciju koju je trebao, a to je da su oko njih posuda ledenjaci.
So in his first voyage it ran into an iceberg.
I onda su na svom prvom putovanju naleteli na ledenik.
And the unsinkable Titanic sunk.
I taj nepotopljivi Titanic se potopio.
As I told the story before, but we'll tell it again. There was one man on board the Titanic. He was working the engine room.
Bio je jedan čovjek na Titanicu i on je radio strojarnici.
And when the Titanic hit the iceberg, the engine exploded.
I kada je Titanic udario ledenjak, onda je taj motor eksplodirao.
And his body became covered with the engine oil.
I njegovo tijelo je bilo prekriveno uljem od motora.
So when he was thrown into the ocean, he was able to survive.
I kad ga su ga bacili u ocean, on je mogao spasiti.
Because the ocean was so cold, everyone who was in the ocean froze to death very quickly.
Jer ocean je bio tako hladan da oni koji su bili u oceanu su praktično se smrznuli na smrt.
Except for him because he was covered with oil.
Osim njega jer je on bio prekriven uljem.
1 month later,
jedan mjesec kasnije,
he was celebrating his heroic survival.
On je slavio svoje herojsko preživljavanje.
And he went and got intoxicated.
Otišao i napio se.
And he was walking down the street.
I hodio ulicom.
And he tripped.
I spotakao se.
In his intoxicated state.
U tom intoksiciranom stanju.
And between the sidewalk and the street there was a little bit of water because it had rained.
I između nogostupa i ceste bile malo vode, ali padala kiša.
And he fell into that little bit of water.
I on je pao u taj mali
few centimeters of water.
Nekoliko centimetara.
And because he was drunk, he drowned.
Zato što je bio pijan, utopio se.
So therefore, although you may have a nice boat, it may sink anyhow.
I tako da iako možete imati jako lijepo brod, on može potonuti.
And even if it doesn't sink,
čak i ako ne potone,
and even if you survive,
čak i ako preživite,
if it does sink, you're going to die anyhow.
Umrit ćete svejedno.
Therefore, unless Krishna gives us his mercy, our lives are unsuccessful.
Tako da, ako nam Krishna ne da svoju milost, naši životi su neuspješni.
It is said that no one gets out of this world alive.
Rečeno je da niko ne izađe u ovog svijeta živ.
Conclusion is that one has to take shelter of Krishna.
I zaključak je da osoba treba uzeti utočište Krishna.
And here it says how to take shelter of Krishna.
I ovdje rečeno kako uzeti utočište Krishna.
The best thing is to hear about Krishna.
Najbolje je slušati o Krishna.
Because if we hear with rapt attention,
jer ako pažljivo slušamo,
then immediately we can realize everything can be realized.
Možemo shvatiti da se sve može shvatiti.
But we can't hear so perfectly at this time.
Ali u ovo vrijeme ne možemo slušati tako savršeno.
Therefore, how do we become qualified to hear with rapt attention?
I onda kako postati kvalificiran da slušamo s punu pažnju?
How not to be so distracted?
Tako da ne budemo uznemireni.
Why are we distracted?
Zašto smo uznemireni?
Because we're full of anxiety.
Zašto smo prepuni tjeskobe?
Especially about what's going to happen in the future.
Pogotovo oko toga što će se dogoditi u budućnosti.
What's there to eat?
Što ću jesti?
Am I going to be able to sleep?
Da li ću moći spavati?
Does she love me?
Da li ona voli?
Does she love me now?
Ili me ne voli?
So much anxiety.
Toliko tjeskobe.
Deborah is very hard to hear with rapt attention.
I zato je teško slušati s punom pažnjom.
Deborah has recommended that we utilize whatever resources in Krishna service.
I zato je preporučeno da koristimo koje god izvore imamo za služenje Krishna.
And therefore, when things are utilized in Krishna service, our consciousness becomes spiritualized.
I kad su takve stvari uključene u Krishnu službu, onda naša svjesnost postane produhovljena.
If we utilize some car in Krishna service,
ako koristimo auto u Krishna službi,
then it's no longer our car.
Onda više nije naš auto.
It becomes Krishna's car.
Onda to postaje Krishna auto.
And then when we see the car, we remember Krishna.
I onda kad vidimo auto, sjećamo se Krishna.
Of course, one time Tom Krishnamurti held up the Bhagavad Gita. This time, Bhagavad Gita, by the way.
Tamo Krishna Goswami držao ovako Bhagavad Gita.
And the Bhagavad Gita was torn and ripped to the
Bhagavad Gita bila podrana.
And said, this is Krishna's Bhagavad Gita from the temple.
Ovo je, rekao je, ovo je Krishna Bhagavad Gita iz hrama.
And then he held up another nicely decorated, perfect condition Bhagavad Gita.
I onda je podigao još jednu savršeno ukrašenu, lijepo državanu Bhagavad Gitu.
And said, this is my Bhagavad Gita.
I onda je rekao, ovo je moja Bhagavad Gita.
This torn, aged, dilapidated Bhagavad Gita. This is Krishna.
Ova podrana stara Bhagavad Gita, to je Krishna Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna has a lot of money.
Krishna ima puno novca.
If he likes, he can buy another one.
Ako hoće, može kupiti novo.
I'm poor, I need a good one.
Ja sam siromašan i treba mi dobro Bhagavad Gita.
So yes, we utilize things in Krishna service, but we should utilize them nicely in Krishna service.
Da, mi koristimo stvari u Krishna službi, ali treba ih lijepo koristiti u Krishna službi.
Not that here is the temple car, here is Krishna's car.
Ne da je ono, evo, ovdje je hramski auto, to je Krishna auto.
Notice all the battle wounds on the car.
I pogledajte sve rane iz bitaka na auto.
Fighting the war against Maya and has so many dents.
Dok smo se borili protiv bitke protiv Maje, ima toliko puno udaraca.
The engine hardly works, the transmission has been ripped apart.
Motor jedan da radi, transmisija je podran.
All the war against Maya.
Sve u borbi protiv Maje.
No, we should take care of Krishna's property also.
Ne, mi se trebalo brinuti za Krishna.
That way we'll remember Krishna and we'll remember Krishna with some devotion.
I onda ćemo se sjetiti Krishna i to s devocijom.
One time I was in a car, we picked up Prabhupada from the airport in Dallas.
Jednom sam bio u auto i više smo pokupišila Prabhupada sa aerodroma u Dallasu.
And Prabhupada, we picked him up in a new car.
I išla Prabhupada vidio da smo došli u novom auto.
So Prabhupada said, this is very nice. This is a nice car. Everybody should have nice things.
Prabhupada je rekao, to je jako lijepo, to je jako lijepo auto, bakta bi trebali imati lijepe stvari.
But they should utilize those nice things also in Krishna service.
Ali trebali bi koristiti te lijepe stvari u Krishna službi.
So whatever we have, if we utilize in Krishna service, then when we see that object, we remember Krishna.
I kad imam sve što imamo koristimo u službi Krishna, onda kad vidimo taj objekt, onda ćemo biti svjesni Krishna.
And if we utilize that object with devotion to please Krishna.
I ako koristimo taj objekt sa devocijom, sa željom da zadovoljimo Krishna.
Then just by seeing that object, we remember our devotion to Krishna.
I onda, samo kad bi vidjeli taj objekt, sjetit ćemo se naše devocije prema Krishna.
Therefore, it's mentioned here, if one is a Brahmin, it is not that one is a Brahmin and he should act like a Shudra.
Ako je netko Brahmana, to znači da on kao Brahmana treba djelovati kao Shudra.
No, if one is actually intelligent, then he should utilize his knowledge to prove that Krishna is God.
Ako je stvarno inteligentan, onda bi trebao iskoristiti svoje znanje kako bi dokazao da je Krishna Bog.
Prabhupada writes, don't try to utilize your intelligence to show how wonderful you are.
Prabhupada rekao, nemojte pokušavati iskoristiti svoju inteligenciju da bi pokazali kako ste inteligentni.
build big buildings.
Izgradite velike zgrade.
Just to prove how wonderful you are.
Samo da bi dokazali kako ste fenomenalni.
How powerful you are.
Kako ste moćni.
Practically, the whole civilization is just a few, well, people are trying to prove to each other how powerful they are.
Praktično cijela civilizacija se sastoji od ljudi koji jedni drugima pokušavaju pokazati kako su moćni.
No, use your intelligence to prove that Krishna is God, that you're not, that you're God.
Ne, trebalo bi koristiti našu inteligenciju da dokažemo da je Krishna Bog, a ne da smo mi Bog.
And if you're a kshatriya, if you have some management skill,
i ako ste kshatriya, imate neke vještine managementa,
then fight for Krishna's cause.
Onda se borite za Krishnu stvar.
Don't try and manage for your cause.
Nemojte pokušati i menadžirati svoje.
To organize things that Krishna can be glorified.
Trebamo organizirati stvari na takav način da Krishna može biti slavljen.
And if you're a Vaishya,
ako ste Vaishya,
then utilize your accumulated wealth in the service of Krishna.
Onda iskoristite svoje akumulirano bogatstvo u službi Krishna.
As Prabhupada said, not that Krishna says, if you offer me a leaf or fruit or some flower, then I'll accept it.
Krishna Prabhupada kaže, vidite da ako mi neko ponudi cvijet listi ili vodu, to ću prihvatiti.
So here, my dear Lord, here is a fruit and a flower and a leaf.
I onda mi dođemo i kažemo, dragi gospodine, evo plod, cvijet, list.
You're a simple person.
Ti si jednostavna osoba.
You live in a village.
Ti živiš u selu.
You just heard some cows.
Samo čuvaš krave.
I'm not so simple.
Ja nisam tako
jednostavna. So I live in a palace.
Za mene treba palača.
But I give you some service.
Ali daću tebi nešto.
Every day I pick some leaves and offer them to you.
Napravit ću službu tako da uberim koju listu da ti ponudim.
No, if one has some wealth, utilize it in Krishna's service.
Ako imate neko bogatstvo, iskoristite to u Krishna's službi.
Prabhupada was very bold.
Prabhupada je bio jako pravo.
He used to tell his householders, you should utilize 50% of your income in Krishna's service.
On je znao reći grihastima, kućodomaćinima, da treba iskoristiti 50% prihoda za Krishna službu.
Maybe if the leaders or the managers nowadays would tell the devotees that, 50%.
Ako bi vodstvo ili management to reklo baktama tih 50%,
maybe they'd be run out of the zone.
Mislim da bi ih protjerali.
But Prabhupada said, 50%, if it's not 50%, at least 20%, you know, 49% or something.
Dakle, ako nije 50%, onda barem 49% ili nešto tako.
Oh, I can't give 50, so I can't follow the rules of nothing.
A ja ne mogu dati 50, ne mogu znači slijediti pravila, onda ništa.
I do come every Janmashtami.
Ali dođem za svaki Janmashtami.
And I put my 50 kunas in the kitty.
I stavim u kutiju svojih 50 kuna.
And I pray, my dear Lord,
i molim se, dragi moj gospodin,
I'm very poor.
Ja.
You're very rich.
Ti si jako bogat.
So I put 50 kuna into the pot.
Stavio sam 50 kuna
into the donation box.
U poziv za donacije.
I know you appreciate my donation very much.
Znam da cijeniš moju donaciju.
I'm just waiting for your reciprocation.
Samo čekam tvoj odgovor.
And next year, if there's some reciprocation,
i sljedeće godine, ako bude kakve razmjene među nama,
you can expect 50 kunas more.
Možeš očekivati još 50 kuna.
Prove that you're God.
Dokaži da si Bog.
I'm patiently waiting.
Strpljivo čekam.
No, when I have some wealth, try to be utilized in Krishna's service. Spread Krishna's glory.
Ako imate kakvo bogatstvo, pokušajte ga iskoristiti u Krishna's službi i u širenje slava Krishna.
Then Prabhupada writes that one will actually gain some affinity for hearing about Krishna.
Na taj način će osoba steći određeni afinitet prema slušanju.
Our ability and our attraction to hear about Krishna doesn't come about by accident.
Naša sposobnost i privučenost da slušamo o Krishna ne dolazi slučajno.
It's not that I can do anything and everything.
Nije da mogu raditi što god mi se svidi.
And automatically I'll be in ecstasy hearing about Krishna.
I automatski ću biti u ekstazi slušajući o Krishna.
Most people when they hear about Krishna they become very depressed.
Veliki većina ljudi kad sluša o Krishna postaju depresivni.
Oh no, there's a God.
Oh man, ima Bog.
I thought we eliminated them.
Mislio sam da smo ga
eliminirali.
Mislio da smo ga izadili iz knjiga.
We took him off television.
Televizije.
He's not on the radio anymore.
Više nije na radiju.
No one goes to church.
Niko ne ide u crkvu.
I thought we got rid of him.
Mislio da smo ga se rešili.
Why do you keep on talking about him?
Zašto još uvijek govorite o njemu?
Making everyone feel depressed.
Možda sada ne bi osjećao deprimiran.
I thought we were all God.
Mislio sam da smo mi svi Bog.
At least the people who live in my city are God.
Bar ono što žive u mom gradu su Bogovi.
Or at least on my block.
Ili barem u mom kvartu.
Or at least in my house.
Ili barem u mojoj kući.
Or at least I'm God.
Ili barem ja sam Bog.
Even if no one else is.
Čak i ako ni drugi nisu.
I thought we already proved that.
Nešto sam da smo nešto dokazali.
Where are you talking? Why are you trying to agitate my mind?
Zašto uzbunjivaš moj um?
The thing that I'm most attached to.
Stvari za koje sam najviše vezan.
You're attacking.
Ti napadaš.
My false ego.
Moj lažni ego.
You're trying to hurt my false ego.
Želiš povrijediti moj lažni ego.
How dare you?
Kako se usuđuješ?
Well, don't worry about it.
Ne.
Because I'm not going to listen to a word you're saying anyhow.
Ne, tako slušati, ono.
If I have to, I'll fall asleep.
Ako bude morao zaspati.
I'm not going to hurt my false ego.
Ne želim povrijediti svoj lažni ego.
You're just trying to build up yours.
Ti sad ne želiš povećati svoje lažne ego.
Just to help your false ego, why should I hurt mine?
Zašto bi ja povredio svoje lažne ego samo da bi izgradio tvoje lažne ego?
Good night.
Laki noć.
No, we want to hear about Krishna. We have to utilize our energies in Krishna's service.
Mi želimo slušati o Krishna i iskoristiti našu energiju u Krishna's službi.
Then when we sincerely do that, then hearing about Krishna becomes more appreciable.
I onda kad to činimo, onda slušanje o Krišni možemo više
cijeniti. It's not just hearing about some cowherd boy in some distant land, never never land, called Goloka Vrindavan.
Nije da slušamo u nekom dječaku pastir, nego udaljenoj zemlji koja se zove Goloka Vrindavan.
And it had similar demons that my mother read to me when I was a little child.
I ima slične demone o kojima je malo pričao kad sam bio mali.
They come and attack this little boy all the time.
I onda dolaze napadaju tog malog dječaka.
Which is...
Vještice.
Bad people.
Loši ljudi.
Putinas.
Agasure. Agasure.
Something that my children will like when I read them. These stories at night.
Nešto što će se svidjeti mojim djeci priče za laku noć.
No, it'll be become more, if we actually utilize our energies in Krishna's service, then gradually we'll become Krishna conscious.
Ako koristimo našu energiju u Kristovu službu, onda ćemo postupno postati svjesni Krishna.
And then we'll see that it's nice Krishna's God.
I onda ćemo vidjeti da je baš dobro što je Krishna.
He's doing a much better job than we could.
On puno bolje radi to da bude Bog nego mi.
And then when we hear Krishna's name, we'll be able to experience Krishna.
I kad čujemo Krishna ime, mi ćemo sposobni čuti.
And we hear Krishna's glories, it won't seem like a fairy tale.
I onda kad čujemo slave Krishna, neće nam zvučiti kao bajke.
We'll see that Krishna consciousness is actually a practical lifestyle.
I vidjet ćemo da je svjesnost Krishna u stvari praktičan životni stil.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll have farms again.
I ko zna, možda ćemo jednog dana imati ponovo fanske zajednice.
We might even have gurukuls.
Možda ćemo čak imati gurukuls.
We might even distribute a lot of books.
Možda ćemo čak dijeliti puno knjiga.
We might even become interested in spreading Krishna consciousness.
Možda ćemo čak postati zainteresirani za širenje svjesnosti Krishna.
We might even come out of our... We might even be bold and tell people Krishna is God.
Možda ćemo postati odvažni i reći ljudima da je Krishna Bog.
And not be embarrassed.
I da nam nećemo biti posramljeni zbog toga.
You know, disguise ourselves, go out.
Da se prikrivamo, idemo van.
Don't wreck, I'm a devotee.
Ja sam bhakta.
I'm a nice devotee.
Ja sam fini bhakta.
I know we're a cult.
Znam da smo mi cult.
But we're a nice cult.
Mi smo fini cult.
We're not a dangerous cult.
Mi nismo opasan cult.
We're a friendly cult.
It's a friendly cult.
Please don't criticize us.
Molim vas, nemojte nas kritizirati.
We're just like you are.
Mi smo poput vas.
We just don't do certain things that you do.
Mi jednostavno ne radimo neke stvari koje vi radite.
But we won't tell you what they are.
Ali nećemo vam reći o čemu se radi.
Because we're undercover devotees.
Jer mi smo prikriveni bhakti.
Secret agents for Krishna.
Tajni agenti za Krishna.
Oh, one day we'll be bold and we'll actually tell everyone it's good to be devotee.
No, jednog dana postat ćemo odvažni i svima ćemo reći da je dobro biti bhakti.
And then we'll become actually enthusiastic to utilize all our energies in Krishna's service. And the result is we'll become ecstatic when we hear about Krishna's wonderful pastimes. Because they'll be real to us. Rather than some story of some cowherd boy who lives far, far away.
Neke priče o nečakom pastiri koji živi negdje dalje.
In some distant land.
U nekog udaljene zemlje.
That maybe someone has visited sometime.
Koju je možda netko nekada posjetio.
But they never came back to tell us about.
Ali nikad se nisu vratili da nam ispričaju.
No, we have to spread the Sankirtan movement.
Ne, mi trebamo proširiti Sankirtan
movement. Utilize as much energy as Krishna is giving us.
Trebamo koristiti svoju energiju koju nam Krishna dao.
And the result is that we'll develop a taste for hearing chanting about Krishna.
I rezultat je da ćemo razviti ukus za slušanje pjevanja Krishna.
And then all the things that we're completely attached to that we think we can't live without.
I onda sve te stvari za koje smo se vezali i za koje mislimo da ne možemo živjeti.
We won't even be able to remember what they were.
Nećemo se čak moći ni sjećati šta je to sve bilo.
We'll be too blissful in Krishna consciousness to worry about.
Bićemo preblaženi u svjesnosti Krishna da bismo brinuli o tome.
So, we'll stop there. Thank you.
Hvala ću se zaustaviti. Hvala vam.
Any questions?
Ima li pitanja?
Yes.
I heard that soon the money will disappear in all the world and there will be money at all and only people with organic food will survive.
Čuo sam da više neće postojati novac u svijetu i da samo ljudi koji budu odgajali organsku hranu će preživjeti.
Do you know who has the organic food?
Znaš li neko koji ima organsku hranu?
In people buy in the stores.
Ah, okay.
Ili ne kupuju.
Or many, they have land, some land.
Yeah, I mean, it may happen like that.
Može se dogoditi tako.
It may not happen like that.
A možda i ne.
But that's not our problem.
Ali to nije naš problem.
The question is whether we're going to become Krishna conscious or not.
Naše pitanje je da li ćemo mi postati svjesni Krišni ili ne.
It is not that we simply want farms so we can survive.
Nije da nas zanimaju farme, ne toga da bismo preživjeli.
We want farms so we can survive and be in Krishna consciousness.
Mi želimo farme da bi mogli preživjeti i biti svjesni Krišni.
Otherwise, Caitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction may be very easy to fulfill.
Inače bi bilo vrlo lako ispuniti.
When Caitanya Mahaprabhu said, in every town and village, they'll be chanting my name.
Caitanya Mahaprabhu rekao da će se svetima pjevati u svakom selu i gradu.
There's only 10 towns and villages left, then it'll be very easy.
Ako ostane samo 10 gradova i sela, bit će jako lako.
But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Ali mislim da se neće to dogoditi.
Yes, we should have farms, but we, more important than that, we should spread Krishna consciousness.
I trebamo imati farme, ali još važnije od toga je da trebamo širiti svjesnost Krišne.
How Krishna arranges things, kako, that we don't know.
Kako Krišna će aranžirati stvari, to stvarno ne znam.
Generally speaking, the people in control of modern society, one of their techniques is to put everyone in anxiety.
I jedna od tehnika kako modernom društvu ljudi kontroliraju cijelo društvo je da jednostavno stavljaju ljude u tjeskobu.
Put everyone in fear and anxiety.
Jednostavno stavljaju ljude u tjeskobu, strah.
Because when people are in fear and anxiety, they can't think properly.
Jer kad ljudi strahuju i tjeskobu, nisu ne mogu pravilno razmišljati.
They can't see who's actually picking their pockets.
I jednostavno ne mogu vidjeti ko ih okrada.
There's a technique of thieves.
Postoji jedna tehnika lopova.
In certain countries.
Well,
maybe in any country. What you do is you sprinkle some glass, very fine glass, on people's necks.
Neck.
Yeah.
Tehnika je tako da uzmete fino staklo i posipate po vratu ljudima.
And then it starts to itch. So you put your bag down, you start itching. So one person comes up and steals your bag. And another person runs the opposite way. And another person says, "There he goes with your bag." And so you run after the person, everyone's running after the person. And lo and behold, you catch up to the person, he doesn't have your bag. The person who actually stole your bag ran the other way.
Osoba koja je stvari ukrala vašu torbu otišla u drugom smjeru.
So one technique, put everyone in anxiety. There's the problem over there.
Takva tehnika stvari da kažeš, e, tamo je tjeskoba.
Meanwhile, the person who actually stole everything from you is running in the opposite direction.
A u stvari ona osoba koja vam je sve ukrala ide u suprotnom smjeru.
So our real fear is the fact that we're not Krishna conscious.
Naš strah je, stvarni strah je da nećemo biti svjesni Krishna.
How people are going to get reactions to their sinful activities. That's up to the Krishna.
Na Krishna je to, kako će ljudi dobiti reakcije na svoje griješne aktivnosti.
How we can help modern society, we have to follow Prabhupada's instructions.
Kako možemo pomoći modernom društvu je tako da slijedimo instrukcije Šrila Prabhupada.
So he wants us to have nice farms.
I on želi da imamo lijepe farme.
And grow our own food.
Ili uzgajamo našu hranu.
So we can have nice, healthy food to eat.
Tako da možemo jesti zdravu hranu.
So we don't have to be in anxiety about food.
Da ne moramo biti tiskovi zbog hrane.
But the idea of that is so we can chant Hare Krishna peacefully.
Ali ideja je u stvari da možemo mirno moliti Hare Krishna.
And we can show people that we actually have a practical lifestyle.
I da možemo pokazati ljudima da imamo praktičan životni stil.
And we don't have to be dependent on, think we're dependent on materialistic society.
I ne moramo misliti da smo ovisni u materialističkom društvu.
So that's very nice.
I to je jako lijepo.
But even if we don't have it,
ali čak i ako toga nema,
even if there is no money,
čak i ako nema novca,
there's no organic farm,
i nema organski farm,
still we'll chant Hare Krishna anyhow.
Još uvijek ćemo pjevati Hare Krishna.
Besides that, there is no money.
Da i da nema novca.
It's just pieces of paper floating around they call money.
E, to je samo, to su stvari komadi novca koji je okolo.
But it's not really money. It's just
money. To stvari nije.
People think it's money, therefore it works.
Ljudi misle da je novac i zato funkcionira.
As far as it disappearing, that's not a problem.
To da nestane, to nije problem.
They want to print up more of it.
Jel, oni će printati još.
We should just ask them to make it printed on edible paper.
Možda ih možemo zamoliti da tiskaju na ne jestimo papir.
Then it'll be worth something.
Oni će to nešto vrijediti.
Otherwise, this money is probably not worth very much already.
Aha, taj novac u suprotnom stvari ne vrijedi ništa sad.
Anything else?
Još nešto.
Yes.
Can you define your faith?
What's that?
Can you define the faith? What do you faith we need?
Faith.
Kakvu vjeru trebamo? Kako bi definirali vjeru koju mi trebamo?
Well, Krishna says, Sadban Rupa Sarvasha, Shadabhavati Varada, Sharomao Yo Yo Purusha, Yo Yat Stratas Avasaha. That under the influence of the three modes of material nature, a person has a particular kind of faith.
Pod utjecajem tri materijalne prirode osoba može imati različite vrste vjere.
And according to how one works under those modes, he develops another kind of faith.
I kako djeluje u skladu sa gunom materijalne prirode, različite još drugačije vrste vjere.
So everyone is walking around in a certain body, with a certain mind, with a certain intelligence.
I svako hoda u određenom tijelu, sa određenim umom i određenom inteligencijom.
And according to the combination of modes of nature, that's how we perceive the world.
I u skladu sa kombinacijom guna prirode, tako vidi svijet.
That's our faith.
To je naša vjera.
So real faith is in the mode of goodness.
Prava vjera je u guni vrline.
Because that faith won't change day to day, year to year, moment to moment.
I ta se vjera neće promijeniti iz dana u dan, iz trenutka u trenutka, iz godinu u godinu.
That faith is based upon actual experience, real experience.
I ta se vjera bazira na stvarnom iskustvu.
Therefore, Ajahn Shraddha, in the beginning, real faith is developed by we actually like something about Krishna consciousness.
U početku je Adao Shraddha i stvarna vjera se razvija tako što nam se u stvari sviđa nešto u svjesnosti Krišne.
We like prasadam.
Sviđa nam se prasadam.
We like the holy name.
Sviđa nam se sveto ime.
We like the devotees.
Sviđa nam se bhakte.
So that's the development of faith. Some positive experience.
Neko pozitivno iskustvo.
Then of course in the association of devotees we can also, our faith is further developed.
I onda u društvu bhakte naša se vjera razvija dalje.
Because our experience is developed.
I naše iskustvo se razvija.
When we hear from the devotees that the body is changing.
Ono što čujemo od bhakta, onda se im tijel mijenja.
But the soul is the same.
Ostaje ista duša.
We get an experience.
I dobijemo iskustvo.
It's not a gross experience.
Nije to grubo iskustvo.
It's an experience on the intellectual platform.
To je iskustvo na intelektualnom nivou.
We get enlightenment.
I dobijemo prosvjetljenje.
Yes, the body is temporary, but I'm not temporary. I'm eternal.
I onda shvatimo tijelo je prolazno, ali ja nisam prolazan, ja sam vječan.
So although we haven't realized we're not the body, but we get some experience we never had before.
Iako nismo shvatili to, iako ne znamo u potpunosti da nismo ovo tijelo, ali imamo neko sad iskustvo koje nismo prijemali.
Therefore we become more faithful to Krishna's words.
I onda postanemo vjerni Krišnjim riječima.
And faithful to Krishna's words is the development of faith.
I kad smo vjerni Krišnjim riječima, to znači da razvijamo vjeru.
But now we're saying the body is changing, but the soul is not.
I sada govorimo, tijelo se mijenja, ali duša ne.
And I heard that 45 years ago.
To sam čuo prije 45 godina.
And it's the same now.
Još uvijek je isto.
So my faith hasn't changed.
Moja vjera sad nije promijenila.
Maybe, hopefully, my realization is developed a little bit about what Krishna said.
Možda se, nadam se, moja realizacija o tome što je Krishna rekao malo promijenila.
Therefore, real faith is developed.
Iz toga prava vjera je razvoj.
But all the other so-called faiths, they're always changing according to the modes.
Ali ova se ostale vjere, one se mijenjuju skoro se gledamo.
Because they don't deal with reality, they deal with just experience under the modes of nature.
Jer one nemaju veze sa realnošću, nego imaju veze sa iskustvom, pod utjecajem Guna Matame prirode.
It is just the different types of material energy taking one form and then taking another form.
A to u stvari različite vrste materijalne energije uzimaju jedan ili drugi oblik.
But that's not really real faith.
Ali to nije prava vjera.
So real faith is established when we experience things in Krishna consciousness.
Prava vjera se uspostavlja kada kušamo stvari sa Krishna.
Because that doesn't change.
Jer to se ne mijenja.
And therefore, it can be developed.
I to se može razviti.
Up to the platform where we meet Krishna personally.
Do nivoa gdje možemo osobno sresti Krishna.
When we personally meet Krishna, then we'll have full faith.
Kad osobno sredimo Krishna, onda će imati puno vjeru.
And in the meantime, we're learning to the process of meeting Krishna.
I međuvremeno učimo proces kako sresti Krishna.
Getting to know him better.
I kako ga bolje upoznati.
Just like if you have a map.
Baš ako imate neku kartu.
It goes from here into Zagreb.
Koja govori kako doći odavde do Zagreba.
And there are many cities on the way.
I možete se nalaziti mnogo gradova na putu.
So if you follow the map.
I ako slijedimo kartu.
And you pass the first city.
I prođemo kroz neki grad.
And it's the same city as on your map.
Isti je grad kao na našoj karti.
Then you develop faith that eventually if I follow this map I'll get to Zagreb.
I onda razvijemo vjeru da ako slijedimo ovu kartu da ćemo doći do Zagreba.
If you, the first city you pass is Rome.
Ako prođete prvi grad, ovo je krivo.
And you look at the map.
Onda pogledamo kartu.
You think, well, something's wrong here.
I onda kažete, nešto ovdje nije u redu.
And you call up your friend.
Nazovete prijatelja.
And your friend says, just have faith.
Ali naš prijatelj kaže, samo imaj vjeru.
And you keep on driving.
I voziš se dalje.
And suddenly you're in Sicily.
You
call it your friend.
Nazoveš prijatelja.
And he says, you're not driving fast enough. That's the problem.
On kaže, ne voziš se dovoljno brzo, to je problem.
Go quicker.
Idi brže.
And then you wind up in the ocean.
I onda završiš u ocean.
And you call up your friend.
I nazoveš prijatelja.
And he says, pray to God. No, you pass the first city and you see a sign you know, 120 kilometers to Zagreb, you may develop some faith.
I kako se prošli kad prvog grada i vidite oznaku koja ukazuje da imaju 120 km do Zagreba, onda možete razviti vjeru.
And your faith in the map will be fully developed when you actually arrive in Zagreb.
I vaša vjera u kartu će se u potpunosti razviti kad u stvari dosegnete Zagreb.
So Prabhupada's books are like road maps.
Tako su Prabhupadove knjige su poput karti.
They show us the different developments of getting to the goal that we're trying to get to.
I oni nam pokazuju različiti nivo razvoja kada se krećemo na putu do krajnjih cilja.
And if we follow them,
i ako ih slijedimo,
and we become aware of Krishna more,
i ako postanemo više svjesni Krishna,
and become aware of how everyone and everything is related to Krishna,
i ako budemo svjesni kako je sve povezano sa Krishna,
develop our attraction for hearing Krishna's name, for taking prasadam, for associating with the devotees,
i ako razvijemo našu vezanost da za sveto ime gospodina, za prasadom, za društvo bhakta,
worshiping the deity,
za
obožavanje božanstva
i proučavanje spisa.
At the same time become more detached from all the things that draw the mind away from Krishna.
I u isto vrijeme kad postanemo sve više odvojeni od svih onih stvari koje odvlače um od Krishna,
then we'll see that these books actually work.
I onda ćemo vidjeti da te knjige funkcioniraju.
That they'll, by following the process, our faith in Krishna and the goal will, is developing.
I onda ćemo vidjeti da sljedećim procesom se naša vjera u Krišnu i cilj razvija.
And then if I follow this, then one day I will meet Krishna.
I ako to slijedim, jednog dana sljedeću Krišnu.
And I will go back to the spiritual world.
I ići ću u duhovni svijet.
And my problems will be solved.
I moji će se problemi riješiti.
Anything else?
Još nešto.
Okay, thank you very much. Grand Direction of Bhagavatam.